Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into some really fascinating research about kidney transplants.
Yeah, and this is actually pretty important stuff. We're talking about T-cell mediated rejection, or TCMR for short, which is a major cause of transplant failure.
Right. And even though doctors consider it treatable, the survival rates are still pretty concerning. So what's going on there?
Well, that's exactly what this study tried to figure out. The researchers used a really clever approach. They combined mouse models with human data to understand what's happening at the molecular level.
Okay, so they're looking at mice first? Why not just study humans directly?
Great question. The thing is, human kidney transplants are complicated. You've got so many factors. Drug toxicity, ischemia reperfusion injury, different donor conditions. It's hard to isolate what's specifically caused by the rejection itself.
So the mice give them a controlled environment where they can actually see what TCMR does on its own.
Exactly. They transplanted kidneys between different mouse strains. Some were compatible, some weren't. The incompatible ones developed acute TCMR within 7 days.
7 days. Wow. That's fast. And what did they find when they looked at these rejected kidneys?
So they used single nucleus RNA sequencing and spatial transcriptomics, basically high-tech ways to see which genes are turned on in individual cells and where those cells are located in the tissue.
Okay. And what did those techniques show them?
They found that TCMR causes these injured epithelial cell states, particularly in the proximal tubules and thick ascending limbs of the kidney. These are basically damaged kidney cells that aren't functioning normally anymore.
Injured cell states. So these aren't just dead cells. They're like stuck in a bad state.
Yes. And here's where it gets really interesting. These injured cells aren't just passive bystanders. They're actually expressing pro-inflammatory genes and pro-fibrotic genes, meaning they're actively contributing to more damage.
Oh no. So it's like a vicious cycle. The rejection creates these damaged cells, and then those cells make things worse.
Exactly right. And the spatial analysis showed something else pretty striking. These injured proximal tubule cells were often surrounded by immune cells, T cells, macrophages, fibroblasts, creating these inflammatory microenvironments.
So they're all clustered together, making the inflammation worse?
Right. But interestingly, not all injured cell types showed this pattern. The injured thick ascending limb cells, they were actually more isolated from immune cells. So different parts of the kidney might be getting damaged through different mechanisms.
Huh. That's fascinating. So the location matters too.
Absolutely. Now, here's the crucial part. They then looked at human kidney transplant biopsies and found the same injured cell states.
Wait, so the mouse findings actually translated to humans? That's huge.
It really is. They used this technique called single-cell deconvolution on a massive dataset, over 3,800 kidney transplant biopsies from more than 3,000 patients.
Okay, that's a lot of data. What did they find?
So, they found that these severely injured epithelial cell states were significantly enriched in TCMR samples. But here's the kicker. When they correlated the presence of these cells with patient outcomes.
Yeah?
The abundance of these injured cells was directly associated with reduced kidney allograft survival. The more of these cells you had, the worse the long-term outcome.
So, even if the rejection is treated and the immune response calms down, these damaged cells are still there causing problems?
That's exactly what they found. They looked at patients who had TCMR that was successfully treated. The rejection resolved, but in some patients, the injured cell signatures persisted for months afterward.
Wow, so current treatments might be stopping the immune attack, but not addressing the underlying damage to the kidney tissue itself.
Right. And that could explain why TCMR, even though it's considered treatable, still leads to poor long-term outcomes. We're treating the symptom, but not the full problem.
This is really important for transplant patients, So what does this mean for treatment going forward?
Well, the researchers suggest that these injured cell states could be used as biomarkers to identify which TCMR patients are at highest risk for graft failure. And potentially, these cells could become therapeutic targets themselves.
So instead of just hitting the immune system with immunosuppression, maybe we could develop treatments that help these damaged kidney cells recover or prevent them from causing more damage.
Exactly. They even mentioned that these cell states might be detectable in urine samples, which would be way less invasive than doing repeated biopsies.
That would be amazing for patients. Just a urine test instead of a biopsy to monitor how their transplant is doing.
Absolutely. Now, I should mention, the study also found that these injured cell states aren't unique to transplant rejection. They've been seen in acute kidney injury and chronic kidney disease too.
So it's more of a general kidney damage response rather than something specific to rejection.
Right. Which means they might not be super specific as a diagnostic marker for TCMR specifically, but their prognostic value, their ability to predict outcomes, that seems really solid.
Got it. So you might not be able to say, this patient definitely has rejection based on these cells, but you can say, this patient's kidney is in trouble and at risk for failure.
Perfect summary. And one more thing that's really cool about this study, the way they used spatial transcriptomics to actually see where these cells were in the tissue and what other cells were around them.
Yeah, that spatial component seems really important. Like, it's not just about which cells are present, but where they are and who their neighbors are.
Exactly. And they could see these pro-inflammatory microdomains forming, little neighborhoods of injured kidney cells surrounded by immune cells and fibroblasts. That spatial organization might be key to understanding how the damage progresses.
So it's like the kidney develops these little pockets of ongoing damage that keep making things worse, even after the initial rejection is treated.
That's a great way to put it. And understanding that could help us develop better interventions, maybe targeting those specific microenvironments rather than just broadly suppressing the immune system.
This really changes how we think about transplant rejection. It's not just an immune problem. It's also about what happens to the kidney tissue itself.
Right. And I think that's the key takeaway here. We've been so focused on the immune response, which is obviously important, but we've maybe been missing this whole other piece of the puzzle.
So for our listeners, if you or someone you know has had a kidney transplant, this research might lead to better ways to monitor the health of that transplant and potentially new treatments down the line.
Definitely. And I think it's worth noting that this kind of research, combining mouse models with human data, using these advanced single-cell techniques, this is really the cutting edge of transplant medicine right now.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible what we can learn when we have the right tools and the right approach. Anything else from the study you think we should highlight?
Well, one thing I found interesting was the different types of injured cell states they identified. It wasn't just one type of damage. They found multiple distinct populations with different gene expression patterns.
So, like, different stages of injury or different ways the cells can be damaged?
Yeah, exactly. Some cells showed early stress responses, some had more pro-inflammatory signatures, and the most severely damaged ones had this epithelial mesenchymal transition signature, where the cells start losing their kidney cell identity and becoming more like scar tissue cells.
Oh, that's not good. Once they start turning into scar tissue, can they come back?
That's the million-dollar question. The study suggests that some of these cells might persist long-term, but whether they can recover or are permanently damaged, that needs more research.
Well, hopefully this research will lead to answers about that too. This has been really enlightening, Jamie.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. And I think the big picture here is that we're moving toward more personalized approaches to transplant care. Understanding not just that rejection happened, but what kind of damage it caused and how to address that specifically.
Precision medicine for transplants. I love it. All right. So to wrap up, kidney transplant rejection isn't just about the immune attack. These injured kidney cell states play a huge role in long-term outcomes, and they might persist even after treatment. This could lead to better biomarkers and new therapeutic approaches.
Perfect summary. And thanks everyone for listening to the Origene podcast. If you found this interesting, make sure to subscribe and check out our other episodes on cutting-edge research.
Until next time, Stay curious.